morning, and welcome to the Healing Womb. Thank you for your patience while I was listening to my body's wisdom and resting for a few weeks. Truly, it is good to be here together as we support each other with loving kindness and compassion around the world, right here in the Healing Womb. In a recent email, one friend from our circle shared the phrase womb mates with me. I love that. So who are our womb mates? Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Carol, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Gail, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Karen and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to anyone joining our call whose name I've not invoked, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast later. When I'm out in the woods alone with the divine, walking among weeds fluttering across a field, threading through wetland rushes taller than my father, respectfully stepping over minuscule plants, fragile landscapes, I am silent. It is easy at such times to just listen to the wind and birds, the crunch and squish beneath big boots, my breath joining the harmony of creation, motion, balance, and the still, quiet spaces in between. My inner chatter settles. Harsh words, judgments rarely rise. The anxious habit of inventing or embellishing stories about other people or myself nearly disappears. But for an occasional fleeting thought, quickly dismissed, replaced by curiosity, awe, tenderness, and engagement with the sights, sounds, and fragrances of nature, the wonder of being alive right where I am in that moment. But I cannot stay outside all day or every day. Some days I cannot go out at all. I live in a world filled with more than flora, fauna, earth, water, wind, and sky. I live with people. I live with the thoughts, emotions, sensations, longings, joys, frustrations, contentment, commitments, and disappointments that arise when face-to-face or back-to-back with people. Silence is not easy all the time. Pausing, listening, at least in the culture I was brought up in, is more difficult than jumping in with big boots we call words, with questions, with comments, criticisms, constructive, requested, or otherwise. Silence, while walking through the flutter and volley of voices. Silence, while threading through tall teenagers, bent elders, people I adore, people with whom I feel comfortable or uncomfortable. Silence might well be the respectful choice while stepping over minuscule irritations and around fragile emotions. Yet it is an option I forget about all too quickly when walls surround me. Then, in a moment of mindfulness and grace, I catch a glimpse of my reflection or someone else's divinity on a window pane. And sometimes, I look right through the glass with clarity, the harmony of creation, motion, balance, and the still, quiet spaces in between. Invite me back into silence. I pause. I listen. I am stirred by curiosity, awe, tenderness. I realize I can be engaged with whole and holy presence. The wonder of being alive right where I am, with people near and dear, or physically far away but spiritually close, with the divine dwelling among and within all of us right where we are in that moment of awakened perception. No inside, no outside. My beloved teacher, Rabbi Nancy Flamm, sang, paddling across a bay in southeast Alaska. So the story goes. No inside, no outside. No separation, just oneness, wholeness, holiness. This is what I see reflected face to face, back to back, when I am fully present to people, with people, when I look with curiosity, awe, and tenderness, when I notice reflections on glass panes and soften my heart to recognize pain and beauty, when I continue looking with eyes of love to view what is beyond the windows, openings, encased in walls. Walls I can touch with my hands. Walls I have built in my mind through habit. Walls formed by unskillful speech that threatens to brick in the windows, the openings, blocking the light and wisdom of no inside, no outside. Please understand, I'm not suggesting that all words are harmful. To the contrary, words often offer us the deepest comfort and inspiration. They are one way we express our innermost feelings of love, acceptance, inclusion, trust and joy, and so much more. I am a poet, a teacher, a human. Words are immeasurably important to me. What I'm attempting to point out is that we must choose our words with care. We must choose when, how, and if we will use them, mindfully, with wisdom, with kindness, with pure intention, so that if they do become walls, walls of protection, we remember to incorporate windows that allow us to reflect and see beyond barriers, no inside, no outside. Find a comfortable way to sit or recline, mindful of your body's needs today. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. Take a few conscious breaths in and out. I offer up an opportunity now to pay attention to what arises as we practice together. Perhaps conversations in your mind will surface in the silence. If so, notice what you sense in your body. Walls, windows, curiosity, awe, tenderness. The wonder of being alive right where you are, exactly as you are in this moment. You may be aware of many of these qualities or none of them. Simply observe what you feel. Listen. Be present to what comes and goes as we continue meditating, allowing our breath to paddle us along, no inside, no outside, just this breath, this thought, this breath, this sensation, this breath, this emotion, this breath. No inside, no outside, only continuous awareness. I'll ring a chime at the end of our practice to gently guide us back to the shore of our day. May you be blessed with glimpses of your divine reflection in other people, face to face, back to back, the wholeness and holiness you are, we are. May you be awake to wonder, the wonder of being alive right where you are, exactly as you are, in this very moment, choosing silence and speech with wise discernment and loving kindness, when in the company of others, and alone with the divine, with yourself, no inside, no outside. We'll gather again in the healing womb on December 14th. I'm Laura Hegfield. The Healing Womb is a meditation telecircle offering from my heart to yours. While the meditation podcasts are given freely, your support through online PayPal donations for the love, effort, and many hours of time I pour into preparing each meditation, recording, and then editing these podcasts is always welcome and greatly appreciated. To learn more about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Belev Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com.